As a business owner, it's important to keep your business connected. Spectrum Business is committed to keeping your business online whenever and wherever you need us, all backed by the Spectrum Commitment. Get fast, reliable internet starting at $40 per month when bundled, or level up your internet speed and get a 3-year price guarantee. Learn how Spectrum Business can help your business stay connected at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Jackson Dart's been magnificent so far. Throwing this ball towards the end zone. Right on target. Pulled in by Wright. It's a touchdown.
Dave, you cannot throw it any better than this.
There's a lot of airspace to cover for Milrow. Still looking. Firing. Near corner. It's caught. Touchdown, Alabama. Isaiah Bond.
Shedeur Sanders looking. Steps up. Wants a run. Touchdown, Colorado. This time he does it with his legs. And that's an old school Dion. Prime time. Dance in the end zone for Shedeur.
Second and 10, handoff, Judkins.
No running room, Derek Harmon closed up the hole.
Yeah, Derek Harmon shows some quickness along with power. Here he is right here. Watch how quick he is getting off the ball into the backfield, and he beats Donovan Jackson.
And it's Oregon football. Wow. This ball came out. Harmon comes away with it, ripped it away from Judkins.
Backs up on first down, is pressured and slung down at the 5. The pass rush gets home. That's big Kenneth Grant.
Howard, he's going to throw for it, though, to the corner. And it's caught. Agbuka again. Touchdown, Ohio State.
All limits, the intrigue builds, doesn't it?
Oh,
the intrigue
builds. Thank you to CBS, Fox, ESPN, NBC, all the above.
Tyler Kennedy joins us, top of the show on draft day. It's Pomp and Joe, Bob Pompiani, sitting across from me. And I just want to say this at the start, Bob. The cup of coffee I'm drinking is delicious. That's number one. Number two, I love this. This is what sports should be about. Some people take this way too seriously, like the draft. And for instance, we have competing narratives kind of out there, or reports from Adam Schefter, who says that teams want to jump in front of the Steelers. Diana Russini, teams want to jump back. I bet they're both hearing that. You know why? Because the Steelers are making 97 phone calls and looking at 97 scenarios. The draft, to me, represents hope. It represents newness and freshness and looking forward to new players and who knows what could happen. There is intrigue. There is drama. This is just fun. I love this. I love draft day. How about you, Bob?
I love draft day, too. I get, 3 months of it is a little bit too much for me just because, and I said this to Austin yesterday. I think if the Penguins had been on a run right now and if the Pirates had been good right now, there'll be other things to talk about. Maybe it's just because we sit here a lot, and for the last 3 months, it's not just here. It's in TV. It's everywhere. The number one topic has been Aaron Rodgers, which gets really old with me. So take that aside, this week, this day, this weekend, I love this part of it. This is where you see the intrigue, the buildup. You see what people are thinking. You see, and you go back and you look at comments people have made and said, now that was done specifically to throw you off. You did not mean that. It's that kind of stuff. So there's so much involved in this week, which I love this week. So yeah, I'm looking forward to it.
Tyler Kennedy, Stanley Cup champion. It was 20 years ago. I'm sorry. 21 years ago, in Raleigh, North Carolina, although you told me you weren't on the premises, that there was a man named Tyler Kennedy, drafted by the Penguins with the 99th overall pick, Evgeny Malkin went second in that draft. Ovechkin went first. You'd be hard-pressed to look at the history of the NHL and find a 1-2 that's better than Ovechkin and Malkin. There probably is, maybe. I don't know. I'd have to check. But you'd be hard-pressed. Then in comes Tyler Kennedy at number 99. And guess where Tyler Kennedy finished, or at least right now anyway, in goals among those people. He was the 99th pick. Where does he rank in goals? And Tyler, how are you? And you get a guess here too.
I'm actually excited to see. I'm like,
it's incredulent, Bob.
Go ahead.
It's incorrigible.
Tyler, I need to know what you think about yourself.
I got to be at least 45.
Bob? Tyler Kennedy had 89 career goals.
I was going to say 89 career goals, and you stole it right from me. That's what I was going to say.
Where does he rank from that draft class? He was taken 99th.
Don't say 89.
No, I would have to say, give me 2 seconds. Let me think about it, this list of things I have in my head. I would have to say 38th.
Limitless wonder.
I'm going to give Tyler a lot of credit and say 32nd.
Tyler Kennedy. It's one of the better Penguins picks of the 21st century. He was the 99th pick. And as we sit here today, and a lot of these guys are retired or some never made it, 23rd in that draft.
All right, CK.
How about that, Limits, huh?
Love it.
23rd.
23rd, my friend.
Is that statue material? What would your statue look like?
Someone give me a plaque.
That's pretty awesome. And you also, as a little aside, scored a couple of the biggest goals in Penguins history, I might add. And we're sitting with him right here, Bob.
I know. Every Thursday we get the chance to talk with a man who's the 23rd all-time Penguin scorer. That's pretty good.
Yeah, you know
not the 23rd all-time Penguin scorer.
Or
He had the 23rd most goals from his draft class, Bob. You're tired today, aren't you?
Well, I'm tired. I was really tired from last night. But that's listen.
Bob stayed up late last night, Limits. Very late.
He was watching draft day.
And he had crunchy treats when he got home from KDKA.
He was eating cereal.
And a little Bailey's on the rocks. So, I mean, if you're going to go into the entire repertoire.
Warm me up inside for you.
Seriously, that's awesome, Tyler.
Yeah.
And that's quite a legacy.
Yeah, you know, obviously I've done pretty good with what I had. You know, and I actually read this thing that, remember Ted Nolan?
Oh, remember of course. Nolan? Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah.
He said
he played here, actually.
Yeah.
A long time ago.
And he said something to me when I was younger, and it kind of stuck, and it was so cool. He goes, win with what you got. You know, and I just feel like so many kids, so many players use excuses, or I'm not fast, or I'm not that good, or I don't got a good shot. He always said, figure out a way to win with what you got. And it kind of stuck, you know, and with the draft and all that stuff, like, I didn't know I was making the NHL or even getting drafted to the NHL until I actually got drafted or even got the call that I was going up.
Where were you that day? You must have known that you had a really good chance to get drafted. The draft was in Raleigh. Where were you that day and how did you find out?
Well, I was just at home. Like, the crazy thing, like, usually you're, like, the first three rounds are the first day, and then all the other rounds are the next day. Usually, most players stay. If they're the top 100, usually go to the draft, you know. But when you're about to get drafted, your agent, he's – unless you're top 10, they don't really know where you're going in hockey, you know. Because I was slotted to go from the second round right to the fifth. And so I was like, I'm not going down there. That's the last thing I want to do is not get drafted and go all the way to Raleigh and sit there and be like honestly embarrassed that I didn't get, you know, picked higher. So I was just at home, you know, refreshing my computer every 10 minutes after the first day. But, you know, I was excited, especially for me going to Pittsburgh. They already had two guys from Pittsburgh that were there with Rico and Drew Fatta. They were there, and they really helped me my first year. Just having a familiar face in training camp and, like, even skating with those guys all summer, you get used to, like, how fast you have to be, how committed to hockey. So, like, going to Pittsburgh was, like, huge, you know. And then when you think of getting drafted, like, do you want to go to a team, like, even in football, do you want to go to a team where you're going to get an opportunity right away, but the team sucks? Or do you want to go to a really good team that it's going to be a lot harder to get an opportunity, but you're going to learn – from the best. You know what I mean? Like, you're going to be under, you know, the best leadership, the best, you know, the team's got the most available, whatever you need, you know, or you go to a team like right now, say if you went to a team at the bottom of the barrel, like the Islanders, you know, you have a good chance if you're a high draft pick that you might jump on that squad. Mm-hmm. But is that going to help your career, or do you want to go to a team like a Tampa or a Florida where you're going to sit in the A for a year or two before you get your shot? But once you get your shot, you're pretty secure with where you're going to stay up there. And I always like it always kind of, you know, I always wonder, like, maybe if I went to like a team that sucked, like the Islanders, I would have probably made the team right out of training camp. Or was it better to go to Pittsburgh and go to the A and learn? And then when I got called up, I had, like, you know, the best leadership with Sid and all those guys.
Who called you? Who called you to tell you the Penguins drafted you?
I don't even know. Dude.
That was still Craig Patrick.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And Greg Malone. Maybe Greg Malone called you.
No, it was Craig Patrick. He, you know, the draft happened so fast, and, you know, you go through the rounds pretty quick, but they had a pick right after. And so I only talked to him for, like, 10 minutes. My agent called. He congratulated me and all this. And then, you know, your family comes over and, you know, you just kind of celebrate because it is so hard to get drafted.
My God, you look at, Bob, you look at that draft class, and I have every name in front of me. The entire world, world is available for all, I guess there was 30 teams then in 04, 29, 28, whatever. The whole world's available for them to take, and they put all their resources into it. The first two guys are Russian. Obviously, U.S. and Canadian guys, Sweden, you had David Krejci taken from Kladno, Jagr's hometown. Alexander Edler was from Sweden, the whole world. You were taken in the top 100.
Yeah.
And what did I say you were? 23rd in goals. Bob, where is he in assists? I mean, in points. Tyler Kennedy. Top had 20? 89 goals. Do you know how many points you had off the top of your head? Mm-hmm. 215.
Not bad.
No, that's not bad.
Not bad.
I wish I would have had another.
It was 27th of every man drafted.
Win with what you got.
Win
so
with what you got.
Whatever you had there, you made it work.
Yeah.
I mean, 27th. 27th in points from that draft class and top 35 in games, 37th in penalty minutes. You were just a hell of a pick by that regime. And they made some picks, you know, especially later on. Letang was a third-round pick. Obviously, Malkin was a lottery prize to get him second. But you were one of the guys that they chose. They were really smart to get that helped them win a cup.
Yeah, looking for not just guys who are going to go out there and score goals on the power play, but complete players who can help them. And they recognized guys like you. Yeah. Are a big part of the whole puzzle that makes it all work.
And what really I think helped me a lot when I went to the AHL, when I got cut from the Penguins, I went to AHL. That's when the Penguins teamed up with the Edmonton Oilers and all their prospects came to Wilkes-Barre. So we had like an unbelievable squad. So I was playing second, third line, even down there. And every night was like competing to stay in the lineup, even though I was doing really well.
Yeah.
It like helped me so much. And halfway during my first year, I got a sports hernia at like in January. And I was having a year of my. Like,
how is that different from regular hernias? I hear that all. What is a sports hernia?
So I think a regular hernia, it goes through the muscle and stays out, where a sports hernia, it like pops in and out when you excrete yourself. Oh, okay. You know? So I was like, oh my God, like. Every time I tried it, I was like, something is like hurting and I don't know how to explain it. And it took them literally a month to figure out I had a sports hernia. So they end up flying me back up here in like February, March. I got the surgery and then I was out. So I was only played like 35 games in the NHL or in the AHL that year. And what helped me a lot was that summer I was training like crazy and I had such a good year. It was like me, Jonathan Filowich, Ryan Stone were the guys that were up to bat to make the team. And I don't want to tell this guy's name, but I called the trainer in Wilkes and I was like, hey, you know, I feel good. And he's like, you know, I feel like I might have a shot to make the team. I'm, you know, I think I can skate with Ryan Stone. I'm just as good as Filowich. And he goes, no, you're getting sent down September 29th. I'm like, what? And they already knew I was he already said, no, they already know you need more time in the A. So I was like going to training camp with no pressure on me. I was like, wow, doesn't matter how I'm doing. I'm getting sent down September 29th. So when I went to training camp, I had an unbelievable training camp. I was just, you know, full of energy. No, I was just playing loose. I didn't care if I screwed up. And I still got sent down, but I played like four or five exhibition games. They liked me. I was the last guy to get cut with the group, like the last cut. So when I got sent down, I went down with a good attitude because I'm like, oh, I knew I took it harder in the summer than I did at the time. So when I went down with like a really good attitude, like, hey, this is part of the process. And the guys that were supposed to make it, like Jonathan Filowich, Ryan Stone, they came down and they were just like depressed because they thought they had a chance to make the team and they had a slower start. And I came out of the gates quick. And then within 10 games, I was the first guy to get called.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Called up because I started so hot down there. And then, when I got called up, like, I made the All-Star team as a rookie. You know? And
That's rare.
Yeah.
How many guys have done that?
Yeah, it was me and Tanger,
yeah.
You know, but, you know, with my luck, I think like 3 weeks before or 2 weeks before All-Star, I get mono, kissing too many girls on Southside, everyone says, you know.
But, there's the rules there. We'll keep those out of the
Off the top, brought to you by JP Roofing and Siding. Tyler Kennedy brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. And Fan Twitter brought to you by South Hills Kia Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. We're going to be your home today, of course, for all the NFL draft talk. We have the best mock drafter in America coming on at 11. He got 40% of his picks right last year from Walter Football. And we'll see what he thinks about the Steelers' first round pick. Man, when I think of the Steelers and the Penguins, Tyler and Bob, I personally wanted the Penguins to tear it to the studs, like when Kyle Dubas got here, and especially when the first year didn't work, because I think that's the best way. And I know it doesn't work. For some teams, there's no foolproof way. But as I go back and look at your draft year, I look at all the picks the Penguins made on their way from the bottom to the top.
Yeah.
Brooks Orpik, number 18 in 2000. The next year, they get Colby Armstrong, who eventually became part of the Hossa trade, of course. Then they start picking in the top five. Ryan Whitney in 2002, fifth overall. He was later parlayed into one of the great winners in recent NHL history, Chris Kunitz. Flower, number one in 2003. Malkin, number two in 2004. And then Sid, number one in 2005. And then Stahl at number two. That's one of the great and luckiest draft runs, I would say, in the history of pro sports.
100%, especially with those guys. They weren't like,
oh my God,
duds, you know, like they were guys that are still playing today. You know, they're all still playing today. This was Flowers last year, but those guys were impact on an organization. They stepped in and made it like immediate impact. And like, again, what are the chances of getting that many high-end picks, even with Malkin? Like, Malkin came in and he had, like, he was really good.
Yeah.
But I'm not sure if anyone knew Malkin was this good.
I mean, for a long time,
they went through hoops to get him here. I think
they did a lot of things. He had to hide him for a while.
But how many teams in the history of sports have drafted 1-2-1-2 in four straight years?
Well, that's how bad it was.
That's when you say tear it down to the studs. I'm like, it's going to be really dark for a long time.
Isn't it kind of that
way
anyway?
But through the darkness comes light at the end of that tunnel.
Thank you, Bob. That was beautiful.
But I think that'd be so hard on the youth hockey. And personally, on the youth hockey in Pittsburgh, because so many of these kids, so many of their parents, everyone looks up to the Penguins. You know, like for me, doing the skills. Like when the Penguins do really well, a lot more kids come to my lessons. A lot more kids play hockey. It's crazy.
I hear that for sure.
Yeah. And like if we went for 6-7 really bad years, it's going to be like that era before Mario was here, where it was like there was only the Mount Lebanon Hornets AAA team, and there was only four rinks in Pittsburgh. That can't happen again.
Here's the problem, though. They weren't even trying and got to seventh worst in the league this year. They were still trying to win. what would happen if they tried to lose? They'd have five number one overall picks.
I know. After the Four Nations, everyone started playing really well, and it was just like, oh boy, you know.
But they hit on all those picks, too. Not just hit, but they were just lottery
spectacular
tickets. You know, in terms of what it meant to the organization. A lot of times there are teams that go through this, and you see it all the time, and they don't pick the right guys.
It's spectacular and lucky. Like, should they go for the goalie first?
But take
they went
luck.
For the goalie. They got Fleury. Then they got an incredibly lucky break. A lot of years, there's not a generational player one overall. They got one with the second pick. The joke back then was the Penguins are so bad they can't even win the draft lottery because they had the worst record but didn't get Ovechkin, but they got Malkin. And then we all remember where we were, Tyler, and I'm sure you do because you're already in the organization in June maybe of 05 when they win the draft lottery for Sid. What did you know and hear of Sidney Crosby back then, and where were you when you found out this dude's going to be my teammate?
Well, you know, I've only heard stories of how good this kid was, you know, and like not a kid, but you know, you're like, wow, this kid is breaking every record. He's playing, you know, four age groups ahead, and he's scoring goals. He is everything. I never played against. I don't know. He was, again, he played so many levels above his age group that I never, ever played against him. And then when I got drafted, I was like, wow, I'm actually going to play. I'm going to see this guy. And the coolest thing is, like, when I went to training camp, like, Sid was so nice. Like, he talked to you. You know, he wasn't like this, like, celebrity that was like wouldn't talk to you. Like, he was the first guy to, hey, how you doing, nice to have you, you know, maybe because we're both from Canada, whatever. But like, the one thing that I always stuck out first thing was, like, I was like, I've never seen anyone's legs so big. His legs, I was like, wow, this is what everyone's talking
about. Did you ever meet Eric Green?
No.
Okay.
The tight end of the Steelers.
Biggest everything I've ever seen.
Funny you should mention that, Bob. I was thinking of draft stories and just going through a bunch of picks, and I went to the last time they took number 21, the last time they had the 21st pick, it was Eric Green. Yep. And then I looked into his kid, was what, the fourth overall pick in the Major League draft last year.
Yeah, very good.
Even,
but he had thick legs too. Yeah. But yeah, Sidney is like a tree. That's why he always wins those puck battles, right?
Yeah, yeah. He's so strong. Like, what makes him so good is, like, everyone's strong, but he's like strong and flexible. Like, he can do the splits and do whatever he wants in the splits. You know, I remember him taping his stick in the middle of the dressing room in the splits, and I was just like, this kid, like, this is different, you know? And like, you see, when you think about talent, right, everyone says, like, if you're born from January, February, March, like, you have such an advantage on people that are born in December, October, November, just because you have so many months and you get that confidence and you're just more mature and it just excels. And then you see all the best players in the world, when are they born? Usually before April. Isn't that nuts?
That is interesting.
When were you born?
July. That's why I only got 215 points, Bob. Do you think?
Which is 37th from your whole draft class.
Yeah, you got to win with what you got. Do you think the draft is rigged? Like,
the lottery?
The lottery, yeah.
Well, no, like, I don't necessarily, I was just, you do?
You do.
I just think, like, how does Chicago Blackhawks get Bedard? Even though he didn't work out, I was just like, if the Chicago Blackhawks, because they've just won all the cups, they're losing all their players, are they going to throw them a bone? Because it was them or Anaheim, right?
Mm-hmm.
Anaheim's not going to sell out no matter who you bring there. So I think things...
You think that ping pong ball squeezed through on Sid a little heavier?
Nick Perry, he's no longer here, but maybe he has, you know... Still somebody associated with his family. You remember Nick Perry?
No.
Oh, my goodness. The lottery disaster here.
Oh.
Oh. No. Remember? Tell us more.
Well, I vaguely remember all the details, but I know there was a controversy because they used to I got to look at it up just to make sure I'm not.
Yes.
But they used to put little, like, holes into the ping pong balls to make the ones they wanted to rise.
Rise to the top.
Yes. And it's a Pennsylvania lottery. And there were numbers that they knew were going to come up based on how they stuck a little pin into the ball.
Well, I remember.
Let me look this up.
I remember when the New York Knicks, you know, people still think that lottery was fixed when they got Patrick Ewing. Yeah. The old frozen envelope story. Envelope. Do you say envelope or envelope limits?
Envelope.
Yeah. Tyler, envelope or envelope? Bob, same?
Envelope.
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 How about that? Envelope. He's an envelope guy.
All right, here it is. It was the Pennsylvania lottery started since 1971. This was 43 years ago, in the spring of 1980. Television station WTAE in Pittsburgh, lottery drawings were produced there. News and weather anchor Nick Perry approached the station's art director, said it would be possible to weigh some of the balls down to predict the number combination.
Ooh.
And so they were in on it, and so they could know what numbers were coming up.
Holy bird milk.
But, like, if you're an owner of the, like, if you're trying to make the league better and make more money for the league and the owners and everything, like, you're not sending your all-star draft pick to Anaheim Ducks. When you went and played in Anaheim, it was Anaheim.
Well, it's in a Los Angeles market, isn't it?
I swear to God, the lower bowl from 10 seats up was half empty.
You know what, though?
And that's when they had Corey Perry.
Right.
Getzlaff.
Was Corey Perry related to Nick Perry, Bob, by any chance? I'll tell you what they did have, Tyler, was the best cookies in the league in Anaheim. They were the size of Frisbees, and you'd get them in the press room.
Well, that's the best place to live. They all live in Newport Beach. I guess they all live in a row just like one block from the ocean. If you made a lot of money, you're on the ocean.
Oh, wow.
But they said like after practice, everyone was hanging out at the beach. Like it was like unbelievable.
Well, this might make headlines, Bob. Former Penguin Tyler Kennedy thinks the draft lottery is fixed. You said it, not me.
Well, I don't know.
I know what you're saying. You're saying that the league has vested interest.
At least you wonder. Yeah, at least you wonder.
In certain markets. And, you know, I understand. Yeah. You hear that all the time with people who are saying it. And with referees in basketball who have actually gone through the process.
I mean, we live in a town where there was a coach here who tried to intentionally lose games so that they could draft Mario Lemieux.
Gene Ubriaco. He was a guy, right?
No.
No, who was it?
Now I'm forgetting who the guy was, and I've written about him many times.
Where did Gene Ubriaco fit into that? He was with Tony Esposito, and now the years are starting to run together here. So
he used to crawl under the
arena seats,
yeah. Right?
Because he didn't want to walk across the ice to get booed.
Exactly.
Well, even like look at like think of your Mount Rushmore. Like we have two players from Pittsburgh on it with Mario and Sid. Like
that's not many cities can say that.
No,
I mean
we have Mario and Sid, and then not far behind, really, which is incredible. We have Jágr and Gino.
Yeah, who's better?
And you can even say Jágr.
Who's better, Jágr or Gino?
Jágr.
Yeah, he's
Jágr.
Yeah,
all due respect to Gino. I mean, there's
at the height of their powers. If you're trying to win a cup, would you rather have prime Gino or prime Jágr?
I still go with prime Jágr.
I don't because I think Gino. By virtue of playing the center position and the way he played it when he was the best player in the league, I'd take him.
Well, do you ever hear Max Talbot talk about Gino?
No.
He goes, for one game that I needed to win.
I'm talking about.
I would pick Evgeny Malkin over Sidney Crosby.
That's what I'm talking about, Bob.
Because when he wanted to turn it on, he was unstoppable.
He was a galloping gourmet. He was Mario. When he was at the top of his game, he was a galloping. He was like Mario. Yeah.
But the difference is, I would pick Sid. I love Gino. I think he's one of my favorites.
I would pick Sid. Don't get me wrong.
Yeah, yeah.
But I understand the one game thing.
Because I think if Gino got all the attention that Sid got, it'd be a different story. You know, because again, like he's a second line center. Like Sid was getting the best defenseman. And again, Gino was like, even when Gino and Sid was out, Gino put up a million points against the best defenseman.
Yeah.
But like, having those four guys in the organization is like remarkable, like unbelievable.
Well, listen to this story, because I don't know if you've heard it before. I don't even know if Bob has heard it. We all know that the Penguins tanked to get Mario, right? In the 83-84 season, they sent down good players, brought up bad players, that type of thing, traded away good players. And EJ was right to do that.
Yeah.
And I'm sure you love EJ. So do I. So does Bob. So does everybody. And he saved the Penguins, basically. The coach was Lou Angotti.
Lou Angotti. That name didn't pop up, right? He was the guy, Lou Angotti.
And I had seen a Michael Farber, you know him, the hockey writer. He had done a piece for TSN about how the Penguins went about tanking, more detail. I still wanted more detail. So I called Lou Angotti. I said, you were the coach. What did you actually try to lose? Because it's one thing for the organization to say, we're going to put my team in position to lose.
Yeah.
You never ask the coach or the players to quit. Here's what Lou Angotti told me. And this was a tough interview, honestly, because this guy was once captain of the Flyers of their expansion team. Wow. He said it was tough waking up in the morning. It didn't make me feel very good. It was more strenuous trying to figure out how to lose than it would be trying to play a normal game. I remember we'd get a penalty, and I sent out two players I wouldn't normally put out there. One player yelled to me, Louie, what the hell are you doing? It was almost an ongoing thing. It was the games where we were competitive and looked like we were going to win, where I was in position to put us in position to lose. He said, the only thing you have to do is manipulate the bench, use whatever you had to put yourself in a position to lose. And I maintain that I don't know that any coach in North American sports history ever made that admission. Listen to how he finished. Listen to this. He had to live with this, and it was tough for him. He said, I can honestly say the players who came to work every day, Bob Airey was one of them, gave all they had. That was the tough part. I was playing against them. said Lou Angotti, coach of the Penguins. It was me against them, them against me. They were trying to go out and win, and I was using them to lose.
But obviously the instructions came from on high, right? He knew that that was the
implied,
goal.
Implied, perhaps, from EJ.
But I see.
That's taken it to a far, far level.
Well, first of all, that's tough to do, and I don't think any coach should. You don't want to put your players in a position like that.
Bob, I call that guy a hero. If he doesn't do that, they don't get married.
I get all of that, but as a player, would you want that?
Of course not. No.
Like, one, he probably doesn't have to say it, and every player knows. You know what I mean? Like, if you're putting, especially back then, their fourth line wasn't a skill fourth line. And if you put them against the other top line, they're going to get scored on, right? Or if you put those guys, like, it's different. For him to say that, that's like
crazy.
Yeah.
I think you're right. That's like, the only coach I've ever heard admit to that.
Yes.
I think you can load a roster a certain way to make it obvious that you're not putting the best players out there.
He took it to another level, man. And the headline and lead to the story was, you know, when you think about all these cups and you think about Mario and Sid, keep a little spot in your heart for Lou Angotti, because he basically sacrificed himself to the cause. He never got his job coaching again.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
It's no surprise that facial hair is personal. It grows from your face. That's why Dollar Shave Club makes the razors, but you make the rules. Whether you're going smooth shaven or maintaining a beard, Dollar Shave Club offers shave and grooming products that are always high quality, but never overpriced. Dollar Shave Club products are now available everywhere. Or visit their site right now for 20% off $20 or more and get your products delivered right to your door. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/shaveup and use promo code SHAVEUP for 20% off $20 or more. And remember, whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hey everyone, quick shout out to Whole Foods Market. You know I'm all about eating fresh and finding quality ingredients, and that's exactly what Whole Foods delivers. Whether you're grabbing organic produce, high quality meats, or just a quick healthy snack, they've got you covered. Plus, they're all about sustainability and supporting local farmers, which I love. Next time you're grocery shopping, check them out. You'll taste the difference. Spring is the perfect time to refresh your table, and Whole Foods Market has everything you need. Hosting brunch? Picture this. Flaky, buttery quiche, crispy bacon, fresh berries, and of course, cold-pressed orange juice to brighten up your morning. And if you're in the mood for something fizzy, check out their seasonal Italian sodas. Berry Blend and Orange Hibiscus are total must-tries. So whether you're planning a casual get-together or a full-on feast, Whole Foods Market has you covered. Make Whole Foods Market your destination for all spring gatherings.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
Stanley Cup champion Tyler Kennedy joining us here. It's NFL draft day, and we're going to start diving into that deep at the top of the hour with the finest mock drafter in the country based on percentages, not only last year, but I think two of the last four, maybe, limits from Walter Football. This man's name is Campbell, yes? Charlie Campbell?
That's right, Charlie Campbell.
I was looking. Now, last year, he had Fotanu going before where the Steelers took him, but he got about 40% of the guys right. That's really good. In fact, it's better than anybody else in the country. So I'm very curious to hear what Charlie says. In the meantime, Tyler, since the last time we talked, the Penguins season is finished. We're a little low on time because we went so long in the first segment. That was Bob's fault.
I know. I'm sorry, Tyler. I took time away from you.
It's okay.
You're paid by the word, so I'm really cutting into your paycheck here.
So I guess we got to be kind of quick. Other than Sid, who's your team MVP this year? Who was the second best Penguin?
Brian Rust.
Yeah? You Brian agree, Rust. Bob?
Well, actually.
Yeah, 30 goals for the first time in his career. Played through a lot of injury, I know. So, yeah.
Him or Raquel. You
know? Yeah. Yeah.
The only thing I'd probably put Rust. Because he's more of a staple of a Penguin for the long term. And Raquel came off a bad year. Then you hear the rumblings that he might have been traded.
Yeah.
You know, and you kind of like, ah, is he a rent? You know, I love the way Brian Rust plays. I think he can play up and down the lineup. You need him to be a goal scorer, he can do that. If you need him to be a stay-at-home, you know, or a 200-foot player, he's that too. I'm a big fan of Brian Rust. And when you think of the core, I add him to that conversation for the future.
How about the most disappointing Penguin? For me, it's Tristan Jarry. I mean, it's nice he came back and he showed some character, but the season basically broke largely because of him, in my opinion. How about you, most disappointing Penguin?
Ooh, that's a tough one.
I'll say Ryan Graves, just because he's making as much money as Jarry.
He wins that award every year, Bob.
But his impact is minimal for what they're paying him. And I have to base a lot of this on what these guys are making, too.
I think Tyler thinks Erik Karlsson, based on the money.
No, just because I always knew what you're getting with Karlsson from the day he got here. You know he's going to be an offensive guy that's going to give up a lot of goals but get a couple points and get actually a lot of points. You know, the one thing, obviously, I think with both those guys, you were hoping they'd come back and have a bounce back year after a tough year. And both kind of had the same kind of year. So I would agree with those two guys. Those two guys are probably the top of my list that I wanted to see kind of take a step forward and be more of an impact player either in the net or back there. But guys, after the Four Nations, like, it seemed like Jarry changed a lot. You know, mentally he came in there with more swagger. It looked like he cared less what, you know.
Enough to make him the guy next year for you going into camp? To not get rid of him if somebody calls and wants to buy, you know, wants to pick up a lot of that salary for you? Did he impress you enough where you're coming back and saying he's the guy?
Oh, that's a tough question.
Isn't it, Bob? I thought it was.
Yeah, that's like, because if you get rid of him, right?
Bob couldn't have thought of that question.
No.
But you know what? Like, when you think of his salary.
That's why I'm here as a caddy.
When you think of his salary,
what club
though.
What do you need, Joe?
Yeah.
Can I clean your club?
When we go golfing, Bob's going to carry everyone's clubs.
That's what it pretty much turned into. But that's okay. Hey, I need exercise club. Here. I'll put my steps off. On, and he'll continue to shank it.
No,
sorry.
I don't. He rifled the last shot at me. Did you hear that, Limits?
Yeah,
I did.
Amidst the niceness, I got hit with a felt-tip dart. Did you hear
dart?
That?
Oh no! Don't say dart.
No darts yet. No, that's going to be the next 3 hours.
I don't hear dart.
I'm sorry, Tyler.
No, I like it.
Who's
what
better? Were you saying? Between
golfer.
Who?
You two.
Oh, him.
Yeah,
he's
how
been
many
golfing
strokes
his whole life.
Let me tell you something. For as little as he's played, his progression, his timeline, and if you look at the curve where it's headed, he's going to be much better than me.
Well, and every time we have a break, he's out there fake swinging, like, you know, those hardcore guys that are.
I do that too, though. Who doesn't? If you go to a mirror, if your wife is shopping somewhere, what are you going to do?
I ran into one of those older golfer guys yesterday up at Vitmeyer's range, and I'm like, hey, Steve is his name. What's up? He's like, how's it going? And I took one swing and started talking to him. He's like, oh my God, you're one of those guys who thinks too much. He had me pegged right away.
Well, I think that's a common problem that we all have. We think too much. You can't do it, right?
Yeah.
Even when you just say playing hockey, you can't think too much. You got to get out there and play. You can't worry about all the little minutiae
right?
things.
It's like, you ever see the club that has like the 18 like little sayings on it, like keep your head down, shift your weight, rotate. You know, it's like a million things going in your head. It's like, Jesus.
If you think about it, I've gotten advice from the top of my head to the tips of my toes. Keep the head still. Guy puts a hand on my, you know, teacher on the hand, top of the head. Keep the head still. Here's what you want to do. You want your head behind the ball. Shoulders. Drive your right shoulder behind the ball. Your wrists. Your fingers. Mm-hmm. Lighter on the grip. Got to start with the hips. Your hips have to move first when you're coming through your backswing. Don't let that knee go out too far. Don't swing the other knee out too far. Your feet should be this way. Your feet need to be behind the ball. The ball needs to be lined up at your front foot. No, it needs to be lined up at your back. Bob, this it's guy, unbelievable. The stuff you hear.
Well, that's why you got to tune it out. You could practice all that at the range, but when you go to the course, you got to forget all of it and just trust what you've learned and silence your you know, all the other stuff because it doesn't work.
Can you see him in bed at night just ripping through little tips on TikTok or Instagram going, oh, that's a good tip. Oh, that's a good tip.
If my wife knew how often I was daydreaming about golf while she was talking to me.
I think she already knows.
Yeah, it would be. It would get ugly. So Jari, the guy next year for you in 30 seconds or less?
Yeah, I think he is. Unless you have someone lined up, I'm coming back with Jari. But again, guys, he's getting paid backup money in the NHL right now.
Right. That's the only thing. Things have changed to the point where that money is not as audacious as it first looked.
Exactly.
At the time. But the only thing is, if you're going to be that guy, you have to be more consistent. And can he show it? Can they trust it? That's going to be the question. If you see him here next year, then they believe they can trust it. And if they get that wrong, then they're going to be in the same position pretty much next year this time.
Even when you think of the last 15, 20 games, they were not pressure-filled games for him.
That's
right?
The other thing. Yes.
Those games, even for like Koivunen, McGroarty, like, yeah, it was great experience stuff, but those games are a lot different than game 35 to 60 when they mean you need to start stacking points to get into a playoff push. So
let me just clarify it's, because you opened my eyes there with the money. He's 12th in the league, right? At 5.375 million
for starters,
for anybody, yeah. Right now, you have Bobrovsky, Vasilevsky, Hellebuck, Sorokin,
Logan Gibson, Thompson should be ahead of him.
Bennington, should Thompson be ahead of him now?
He should be based on the deal he signed. I think
they're not kicked in yet.
That might not.
Well,
kick
if it
in
didn't
yet.
Kick in yet, that's true. But he did make, and you know, he had a good year down there, and he's playing. Well, he played well last night.
Kemper's right behind him. And he's Saros is still behind Jari. So he's still, I hear what you're saying. It's no longer looks like a franchise breaker, you know, if it ever did. Yeah. But it's still, to me, you're paying a guy almost, you know, $5.5 million. He better give you a return on your investment.
Yeah, no, I still think it's a ton of money. But when the top guys in the league are making 10 to 11, you're like, oh, you know.
Yeah.
He's making half that.
Well, those guys normally have done something in the postseason.
True.
He hasn't yet, and that's going to be
won,
the question.
Right?
If they get there next year, if we're sitting here in the first round and the same thing happens, that he has a meltdown or doesn't play well in the postseason, then this whole situation would have blown up on them.
I think the best thing for him would be a change of scenery because as soon as something goes sideways, there's just so much pressure on him that it's going to be hard for him to keep turning the page. He's done it. I feel like he's really figured that part of – the goalie part is like after a bad goal, he's got the ability to turn the page, but I've only seen that since the Four Nations. And
I agree with you on that.
We haven't seen, all right, we need to win the next four out of six to make the playoffs. Like, and we get a bad goal. Is he still going to be able to do that? And that's,
I think I agree. If what you're saying is that he could still be a good NHL goalie, but his best bet is to try to do that.
NHL. Okay.
To try to do that somewhere else.
Yeah.
Thank you, Tyler.
Thanks, boys. It goes by.
Tyler Kennedy. Kennedy. Kennedy.
I love that. Bob, can you get that voice going for the next few hours? Because we're going to have a lot of, what's that sound? The ESPN sound when
make a draft pick?
And then I want your voice to pop in. So say.
Oh.
With the 21st pick of the 2025 draft, the Pittsburgh Steelers select.
Yes, we'll that's what we need, Bob. That's why we pay him the big bucks, Tyler. Right there.
To be my kid. Be his caddy.
Bob Roski of the goalies in the NHL.
Limits, what is wrong? You seem mildly depressed back there.
You're not having any fun back there.
We're having fun out here. Every time I look back there, you look depressed.
Oh, my gosh,
Bob,
Joe.
Are you sensing the same thing?
No.
Tyler?
Thank you, Bob. He's just trying to pick much.
He hasn't said much. Neutron is just sitting back there like somebody stole his dog.
We
got to
make him T-shirt. City Limits. At least let him wear his own T-shirt.
Do you have one? Limits?
I do have like the Austin City Limits T-shirt from the music festival. I don't have my own customizable one.
I mean, that is customizable.
We should have all the nicknames.
Are you nervous about the time? I feel like there's a vibe coming from back there.
Well, I do want to make
worry
sure
or sadness.
I do want to make sure that we do get Charlie Campbell on time.
Okay, then we'll get him on time. Bob, we can do that.
If not,
right?
It's the Bellefonte snorkel, and you don't want that.
You don't want that.
Not from Charlie Campbell. Thank you, Bob. Is Glenn Campbell an underrated guitar player of all time? Tyler, who's number one on your list? Jimi Hendrix, all-time guitar players.
Yeah, he's up there. As far as Glenn Campbell, I mean, you're going back so far here now. I'm a rhinestone cowboy.
Yeah, that's a good one. Limits, would you like to join in on that one? He's getting nervous.
I'm trying to think of the greatest guitarist ever.
I mean,
Chuck Berry.
Chuck Berry's up there, Bob, right?
There are a lot
Jimmy
of them.
Page.
I can't think of all the names.
What's his name? Stevie.
There's nothing better than a great guitar player, or for my money, a great sax player.
Mm.
Saxophone is one of those things that if you get it done right, man, it's unbelievable sounding.
Since the dawn of Major League Baseball, every player has honed their unique skills.
Judge, drill deep to left.
Ohtani connects and it's gone.
Skeen strikes out the side.
Bobby Witt Jr. throws in time.
Harper does it again.
Witness the hills of the game in ballparks nationwide. Get your tickets today at MLB.com/tickets. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
We get the best start to the day because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.